This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. About 15,000 state employees didn't get paid yesterday due to a bank error. U.S. Bank said it would have all the direct deposits completed by this morning, and it would cover banking fees incurred from the error. Countless elements of modern life, including cell phones, laptops, cars, buildings, and medical devices, rely on hundreds of newly mined minerals. Demand and high prices are driving a mining boom in places like Mozambique, Australia, and British Columbia. A group that met in Anchorage last week is concerned about mining impacts in Canada and the United States. Ramsey Hart is the Canadian coordinator for the Western Mining Action Network, or WMAN. He says WMAN provides a forum for people to collaborate and share information, giving a boost to citizens' groups fighting mining interests, which he says are typically well-financed.
We can't fight them toe-to-toe with economic means, so we have to think creatively, collaborate, join forces, environmentalists, fishermen, tourist operators, indigenous peoples, together can overcome the barriers and the inequities of resources.
Radioactive waste from abandoned uranium mines on the Navajo Reservation and a proposed gold mine near the Colville Reservation in Washington are just a few of the many mining topics discussed at the conference. Hart says the network has emphasized bringing in tribes and allocates half of its small grants to tribes and Canadian First Nations.
WMAN is a bit unique in the emphasis it puts on combining indigenous communities and indigenous cultural issues and with the technical environmental issues and the conservation groups.
Hart says the network held its conference here for the first time because of the size and number of mining projects proposed or underway in Alaska, such as the Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay, the Donlin Mine in western Alaska, and the Red Dog Mine in northwest Alaska.
Alaska is facing a number of very serious mining issues, a lot of serious mining struggles, and we believe that by bringing the conference here, it sort of can help catalyze some cross-fertilization both within Alaska, but also with Alaska groups and technical folks outside of the state, and hopefully give a little bit boost to some of the efforts of folks here in Alaska.
Robert Sanderson is first vice president of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He's concerned about the large Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell, or KSM, copper, gold, silver, and molybdenum mine. It involves four open pit mines in British Columbia, 22 miles from the Alaska border, and near headwaters of important salmon habitat waterways. According to the BC Environmental Assessment, the mining company would put up the money to process and release some 2 billion tons of tailings waste over the next 200 years. Sanderson says he's concerned about whether the waste storage dams and the company's promises can hold up that long, or longer if waste dispersal takes longer. He worries about effects of potential toxic exposure, as well as the cumulative effects of multiple mines.
We're taking the negative downstream effects from these large-scale mines, not just to KSM, but to Glory Creek, the Tuskwa Chief, the Red Chris Mine. There's numerous mines that I don't even know the names of that are going to be up and running here in the future.
Sanderson says he's also concerned Alaskans don't have legal standing to address Canadian mining.
These mining companies, by law, they don't have to consult with the U.S. government, the state of Alaska, or the tribes right now. So that's one thing we're working on now is to start a dialogue with the tribal First Nations first in Canada and to encourage them to work closely with their government, their provincial government. And on this side of the border in the U.S., we're working with our congressional delegation and hopefully with the state of Alaska.
Something that may help smooth the way for BC mining operations is a 2011 initiative launched by the province to sign revenue-sharing agreements with Canadian First Nations. So far, two have signed agreements for a proposed hydroelectric project. Dry, windy conditions in parts of the state are putting fire control officials on alert. They're asking people to be aware that wildfires can start from a fire set on purpose, such as a campfire, and from tossed cigarettes or a spark from machinery or a car. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.